From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Well, friends, election is coming. It won't be long. We're going to be hearing an awful lot about it in, of course, the weeks ahead. And that's my first headline. A contentious year ahead as elections loom. Whoa. Now, here's something. Mr. President, you say America is not a Christian nation. Now, this article says we strongly disagree. And cut defense, but with an eye on threats. How true. I can't tell you how very, very proud I am of my country. I've told you before, Jack and I have been in about 50 countries, and I love my country. I could kiss the ground every time I got off of the plane. And I'm so proud of our country in many aspects, the way we've developed medicines and so forth. But just recently, we celebrated an accomplishment, a great one, in space. As NASA, the Project Mercury, was remembered and celebrated the 50th anniversary of John Glenn's orbital flight. And there you see it, Project Mercury, veterans recall Glenn's historic launch. Now, I could not believe, friends, when I heard how fast he had to go. He went 17,000 miles an hour. Whoa, Jack, that is something. What an accomplishment around the Earth.
Oh, Rexella, what a trip, 17,000 miles per hour. But you know, there's another trip we're going to take called the Rapture, and we're going to go up a lot faster than that. And that's found in Revelation 4, verse 1, when the voice from heaven says, "Come up hither." And the scene is described in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18. He said, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And when that happens, we're going up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And General Electric has said that when a man's eye twinkles, it's 11/100 of a second. But how far are we going to go in 11/100 of a second? 187 trillion billions of miles. Whip! And we're there. But the greatest thing about it, we are the generation that's going to go up, and soon. And it's going to be a horrendous time on Earth. But it's wonderful that we won't be here to experience it, because Jesus said, Luke 21:36, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth." And again in Revelation 3:10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from," ek, out of, "the hour of testing which comes upon the whole world." And we can say with John as he closes the book of Revelation, "Amen. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus."
Oh, Jeff, isn't that a blessed hope?
Yeah.
My, oh my. Well, why are we such a great nation? Why? I believe it really goes back to the 16th president's speech. President Abraham Lincoln. Take a look at this, if you will, please. President Abraham Lincoln issued a historic day of fasting and prayer on March 30th, 1863, and he began by saying, "Whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. Whoa, what a wonderful speech that is. He's the one that inaugurated the day of prayer. Way back in 1863, we're going to be talking about three of the things out of his speech in just a moment. But Jack, wasn't he a great man of God?
Oh, he really was. And Psalm 33:12 was the verse he was quoting, and he really knew his Bible. I've read many of his reports. And it says, "Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord." And I'd like to see what Lincoln would do right now. Presently may say the same thing, because he said there are many ways to heaven. We don't need Jesus in the Chicago Sun-Times, but God forgive him. God give us another president who loves Jesus with all of his heart.
Well, you know, we need to be praying for those who are in authority, believe me, and we need a continued day of prayer, don't we? When, as a nation, we look to our God for his forgiveness, his love, his guidance, woo, here we are. And here we see 2012, a look ahead at 2012. We need to ask the Lord to guide us. 2012, Ed Blitz for Obama planned. And again, a contentious year ahead as elections loom. Well, they're going to have a lot of political speeches. Confidence game. Some making speeches and spreading blame are tools of choice in an adolescent White House. Well, that's quite an article. Whoa! And here you see from World Magazine, Do It My Way, with Congress and President Obama fighting, expect more executive orders. And then to contempt for Congress, Obama makes recess appointments when there's no recess. Can you believe that one? That's the Wall Street Journal. Some Democrats are doubting him now. And this surprised me. Communist Party USA endorses Obama again.
Second time.
Yes, I'm going to back up. First of all, friends, we are coming into an election. And if ever we needed to follow the first thing that was in Abraham Lincoln's speech, it's now. Prayer. We need to have a day of prayer. Oh, Jack, it's so very important.
We've never been in trouble like we are now. And the Bible teaches that after that rapture, I already talked about, and we believers are gone, that worst time in world history is going to take place on the earth, and it's called the Great Tribulation Hour of Revelation 7:14. 21 different judgments. It's so bad that Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it." Daniel 12:1, "There shall be time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation." And Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, "For then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be again." And if there were ever a time we needed to get on our knees and pray, it's now. Now, our president has skipped the major prayer meetings, but he's gone to some of the prayer breakfasts, and when he goes there, he makes a lot of boasts about things that aren't really so. But Rexella, we need to face what's coming. And there's only one way I know, and that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will hear their land." Oh, God, help us.
You know, we need the theology of the Bible, don't we,
yes,
Jack?
Yes.
That's one thing I admire about Jack so much, and I've said it often. He never says anything unless he can back it with the Bible. When you say phony theology, the theology of the Bible is you can't go to heaven without Christ.
Right.
That's and the issue.
And our president said in the Chicago Sun-Times, "I don't need him. There are many ways." And he also said, "I don't want anything to do with a God who has a hell prepared for people." But it wasn't prepared for people. It was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. "But when we reject this Christ, then we're in trouble eternally."
All right. Now, the second thing that President Abraham Lincoln brought out was, how do you pray? We should pray, but how? With humility. With humility, knowing that we need the Lord, Jack.
Well, first, we've got to do the praying. And I love what the psalmist said, the old-timer of Israel, in Psalm 55:17, "Evening and at morning and at noon, will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. That's what I did the night I met you and found out you're going with another guy. Oh. Man, I stormed heaven for hours. Someone said, oh, there are a lot of girls. I said, you should see Rex Sella. Oh, woo, woo, ding, ding. And I prayed, and we made it. Amen.
Oh, yeah, Dick. And then once again, confession of sins, our President Lincoln brought that out, our transgressions with repentance. You know, God will forgive if we would just say we're sorry. That's all.
Rex Sella, confession is needed because America is a cesspool of sin at this hour, following the barnyard morals of Hollywood. And they now have what is called hooking and hookups. And you say to a person you've never met before, do you want to hook up for the night? And they have sex and they don't know one another. And I just read in the Wall Street Journal that 55% of the Americans have sex on the first date with a person they had never met until that date. And we can name every sin there is, alcoholism and drugs, name it, the cursing of God, the filthy language and the F word and all the rest. America needs an old-fashioned Holy Spirit-empowered revival, and our churches will never get it done because they don't have enough guts to preach on sin. Now, I'm going to tell you what this book says. First, I want to talk to the snobs, the high society crowd. They never do anything wrong. Come here, Fido, let's go walking. Listen to me. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5. This know also, the last day perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away! And then there's the other crowd who live like the devil and think they're going to go to heaven because God is love. And that's Rob Bell, love wins. Yes, God is love, 1 John 4:8. But if you live in sin, he's also a God of justice and holiness, and he won't put up with it. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you once again, they which do such things, such sins, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We go to these funerals and pray them into heaven. You can't do it when they live like the devil, believe me. You die of drugs, you'll be lost. The great news is that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. If you confess and repent, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it, how hideous, how heinous. If you're sorry, you apologize, cry and repent about your sin. He not only will forgive what you did, but he'll forget you ever did it, Hebrews 8:12.
Oh, Jack, I love that. Yeah, the opposite, you know, if we say we're sorry, remember a moment ago I said God forgives. What a wonderful, loving God we have. And all we have to do is come and say, I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me. And as I mentioned right up front on this program, of course, we are in the presidential campaign. And do you think that religion will play an important role? I think it will, a very important part. Officially or not, America is a Christian nation. Now, this is by Robert Brickmeyer. And he says, we are 85% of the Americans here in the United States are Christians. That is quite a statement. And he said, some people are trying to have America lose its Judeo-Christian foundation. And here we have another one from the Oakland Press. Election 2012's Great Religious Rift. I guess so. We're having some talk about that. And here we see, Mr. President, you say America is not a Christian nation. We strongly disagree. And there you see some of the presidents and some of the leaders of the past who have strongly stood for the fact that we are a Christian nation, starting with, of course, Washington. Isn't it good to know? The first president that we had of the United States of America was a Christian. We need to keep that in mind. Now, you can vote the way you want because we are a pluralistic democracy. But there are issues in religion, as it was pointed out. Now, there was a great article, an interesting article, by George Neumeyer. And, you know, I like to put that on the screen right now because it does address important Christian issues. Jack, would you mind reading that, please, and giving us your impression of that?
Obama's unholy war against Christianity, not Islam. He grants religious respect to Muslims who oppose America, not Christians who sustain it. He states Islam is peaceful, while traditional Christianity is bigoted and dangerous. His enemy is not Islam abroad, but Christianity at home. Obama has in effect declared to Christians in America, either bring your understanding of Christianity into line with my liberalism, or don't bother entering the public square. You want federal money? Well, then perform abortions, distribute condoms, and hand forceps to Christian doctors. God forgive him. He went to Egypt and said, we are not a Christian nation, and we have more Muslims in America than any other place in the world outside of the Middle East. Wrong. 80% Christian, less than 1% Muslim. Mr. President, put away lying, Ephesians 4:25. Then he put pressure on the Roman Catholic people, and I didn't say much about it in the past, but I'm going to say plenty right now. He tried to force them to go against their God-given conscience and make them perform abortions or their funds would be cut off. God forgive you, Mr. President. I'll tell you this, they have a good conscience, and I love Titus 1:15 that says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving, even their conscience is corrupted. But not in the Catholic Church. They say, we don't want to kill babies. And you know, the church just lifted limbo. And if you didn't go to the church and have them baptized, they couldn't go to heaven, they'd go to limbo. Pope John Paul and Benedict says, no more limbo. All babies go to heaven from any faith. And then when they get to the age of accountability, knowing right from wrong and hearing about Jesus, accepting him or rejecting him, then they're lost. Thank God for that stand, because abortion is murder and no murderer can enter heaven. And that's Revelation 21:8 and 22:15. And then the other thing is this. He recently sent out 370,000 letters to the ministers of America and say, you preach global warming or your funds will be cut off. Now we have St. Al Gore as the leader of America. God forgive us. Oh, Rexella, let's go on.
You know, Jack, I just want to say one thing. Jesus taught that all children go to heaven.
Yeah.
Suffer the little children.
Yeah.
To come unto me. And that word that he used, children, is brephos. That means born and unborn. They're all with the Lord. Yeah. I love that.
Amen, Rexella. And that's found in Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19.
See there? He's always got a verse for everything that we say. Friends, I'm going to go very, very quickly now because it deals with something here next in our headlines that really is on my heart. It's with the military and the nation's nuclear arsenal, how we're cutting down military, faces historic shift. Obama says leaner military won't compromise abilities. And again, a diminished Navy can't meet its multiple global missions. And here, cut defense, but with an eye on these threats, so many. And then again, is Islamist threat inside our military. The mortal threat from Iran. And here's Israeli Defense Minister Barak. Iran less than a year away from producing nuclear weapon. Once again, Iran starts massive naval war games in international waters. Defiant Ahmadinejad wins backing of four Latin American allies. Here, China, Russia resist sanctions against Iran. China, a lifeline for Iran. Maybe that's because they're a little bit thirsty and they want some more oil. Here we go. China military buildup takes aim at U.S. naval might. And U.S. may face Chinese troops across tense Korean border. Our last one, Russia says Western strike on Iran would be a catastrophe. I'm going to ask Jack, Please pull all of these together for us about our military.
Here's how serious the situation is. This is Khamenei of Iran, who heads up all the religious leaders of that country. He says, we don't care if millions of our Iranians die through atomic warfare as long as we can stick our flag up over the United States of America and every nation on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 headlines here where Iran is threatening America and Israel. 100. And I just keep collecting them. We are in real trouble and soon. Now, how do I tie that all together? First of all, Armageddon is coming, Revelation 16, 16. The North Koreans by the hundreds are now helping them build a bomb, the specialists from that nation. Now, who's going to be involved? First of all, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, verses 1 and 2, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, all cities in that nation right now. And it's the war of the latter years and the latter days, verses 8 and 16. They lose tremendously in Ezekiel 39, verses 1, 2. And then we see that another enemy comes, the kings of the sun rising, the kings of the east, Revelation 16, 12. And they come down the area of the Euphrates River where our troops have come home. And Ted Koppel was just there and he said, it's so bad, we're going to have to send them back sooner than we think. And of course, this is the greatest war in history when China makes the move and Russia and the ragtag leftover armies comes with them, Daniel 11, verse 44. And then that is described in Revelation chapter 9, verses 14 to 18, loose the angels in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of mankind. How? By these three was a third part of men killed by fire, smoke, and brimstone. Nuclear war, and they're getting ready for it. And then, of course, the nations of the Orient are not only there with Russia, but we have the Arab alliance in Daniel 11, 40, Egypt. Isaiah 17:1, Syria, Ezekiel 38, 5-7, we've got Ethiopia, Libya, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, all of them. And then in Psalm 83, verses 5-7, we have Jordan and all the rest of those Arab nations for one reason. Psalm 83, 4, let us cast Israel off from being a nation that their name be no more in remembrance. But they're going to lose. They're not going to win over America or Israel. Why? I'll give Israel an everlasting name. Isaiah 56, 5. Praise the Lord.
You know, Jack, the Battle of Armageddon, everyone is so frightened of that, but it's wonderful to know that Jesus is coming back and he's going to stop it all.
Amen.
And for the first time, we're going to have real peace on earth. That's the Lord's Prayer, that he brings peace on earth. You know, friends, you can have peace right now if you have him in your heart. Have you opened your heart to the Lord? Is he your Savior? Do you know a real peace of knowing that your sins are forgiven? They're in the past. Oh, Jack, show us how people watching right now can have peace in this troubled world.
Oh, let me calm down for a minute and talk to you about my precious Jesus. He hung on that cross, bearing all of your sin, the sin of every human being, from Adam until the last person comes to this earth, and he wants to save you. And he says, if you'll just open your heart and ask me to be your Savior and trust my shed blood to cleanse you, you're mine and you'll be with me. Lord Jesus, pray it. Thank you for the cross, for the shed blood that washes away all sin, including mine. Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you now as my Savior. Amen.
Amen. Did you open your heart to the Lord? Write to me. There's my address. First Steps in the New Direction will be in the mail as soon as I hear from you. Oh, I trust you prayed that prayer. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Friends, let me leave you with this wonderful thought. Believing Christ died, that's history. Believing Christ died for me, that's salvation. Look forward to being your home again next week. And remember, God loves you, so do we. Bye-bye.